With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Emergency relief for undocumented immigrants became available last week in California, but demand will likely outstrip the supply of cash. For years, advocates have been fighting to shore up the economic safety net for these workers, many of whom are in essential industries. Now they say more assistance is crucial. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Imagine choosing between food or soap. That's a reality for a mom in Salinas who I recently spoke with via Zoom. She says the pandemic has affected her tremendously.
Emotionally, you have that fear, but monetarily as well, because we are working very few hours, and so right now our expenses are more than what I can afford.
We're not using her name because she's undocumented. She works in agriculture, mainly in the strawberry fields.
Trato de cubrirme y tener este distanciamiento social en el trabajo.
I try to protect myself and practice social distancing at work. But I'm afraid all the time. But I have to work.
She makes around $12 or $13 an hour. But recently, her hours have been cut in half.
We have essential workers in our community that do not have a safety net.
Tim McManus is an organizer with the Industrial Areas Foundation, a network of faith and community-based groups that's working to help undocumented immigrants during this crisis. Nearly 1 in 10 workers in the state is undocumented, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. In April, Governor Gavin Newsom allocated $75 million in emergency assistance to undocumented immigrants. But they still don't qualify for the federal stimulus checks and can't apply for unemployment insurance. They are also barred from the state's tax credit program for low-income workers.
Governor Newsom has come out many times to talk about the value of the immigrant community, a recognition that the undocumented are part of California and deserve to be part of the California dream. And this is contradictory to leaving people out of that tax break.
It's called the Earned Income Tax Credit and results in a cash rebate to low-income workers. Depending on how much you make and how many children you have, you could qualify for a couple $100s or nearly $3,000. The program started in 2015 in California and is modeled after a federal one. But you must have a Social Security number to apply. Many undocumented workers file taxes using a taxpayer ID number. If those taxpayers could qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, it would benefit more than 600,000 people. That's according to the California Immigrant Policy Center.
This is something that has been talked about before, and there hasn't really been the political will to finish it off and make it happen.
A bill to expand the program passed the Assembly last year. But despite supporters' hopes, funding was not included in Governor Newsom's latest budget. H.D. Palmer is deputy director for the State Department of Finance.
The fiscal reality of what we have to deal with in closing a budget gap now that's more than $54 billion is something that constrains our ability to expand existing programs, let alone start new ones.
Also absent in the budget, funding for a plan to expand health care coverage for undocumented immigrants over the age of 65. Money for schools and reducing homelessness has been cut. State Senator Ana Caballero, whose district includes the Salinas Valley, has supported extending California's Earned Income Tax Credit. She says the challenge in promoting this assistance is timing.
So it hurts me to see people assume that if we don't do it, that we don't really care, because we do.
She says once the economy starts to pick back up, the legislature will go back and see what they can add in.
It's going to be a matter of trying to figure out what's happening in the economy and what are the things we absolutely have to do to keep people safe.
Immigrant advocates say they're not giving up, especially now. The pandemic has underscored the importance of all essential workers. Tim McManus with the Industrial Areas Foundation says this fight is about recognition through policy and putting money in people's pockets.
So forgetting about what you think about fairness or justice or morality, this is an economic stimulus. We're going to recover stronger if all of California can land back on their feet sooner.
For now, amid the state's stalled economy, it appears undocumented workers will have to wait. The mom we met in the beginning of this story says she's applied for California's emergency cash payments for undocumented immigrants, but has not yet heard back. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.